I know you're interested in the welfare system.
I am.
Jake.
Well, music.
As our good friend Matt Brunig is. Heard him talking recently about an interesting difference in the Nordic countries and our country, where young people here in the U.S. are very pro-socialism and, you know, want more out of the welfare system, whereas young people in Finland actually more anti-socialism. And he surmises it's because they haven't really, you know, as you get older in Finland, then all of a sudden you have kids and you get a year off and you get free health care as you have some health problems. And just as you grow older, you're like, oh, wow, this is why I've been paying these taxes. This is great. Whereas if you're young and you're invincible,
yeah,
and you don't go to the doctor very often and you haven't had kids yet, you don't realize. So it's the exact opposite there as far as what portion of the population is hoping for more government assistance. It's interesting. It's also interesting just if you talk about welfare, and the word welfare has become like a bad word here in the United States. And it's because the thought is, or at least the thought was put out there, that so many people are just taking advantage of the welfare system. You know, your welfare queens.
Oh, yeah.
So that's just lazy to take advantage of the welfare system. You're not getting out there and working hard. Now, when questioned, when he was first running for president, I remember Trump being questioned about, hey, it says here you didn't, like, pay any taxes in these years. And he goes, yeah, I'm taking advantage of your dumb tax system.
That was one of the realest things he ever said.
And
he's like, yeah, because I'm smart.
Yeah, he's like, but I'm smart. So wait, this is the system we have, so should I change this system? Well, no. Just be smart and take advantage of it. The corporate tax system, you can find loopholes. You can be a literal 100 millionaire, billionaire, and I can end up paying less taxes than you. Hey, not my fault. It's your dumb system. So it's funny how you can look at two different things where you say, I'm taking advantage of the system. One probably costs the general public a lot more. Yet you could say the other one is the one that's we need to change. So we need to change that. It's not just the right, because back in 1996.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Clinton signed a welfare reform bill or something called the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act, 1996.
Is there a cool acronym or no?
PROWARA. No. You got to make a cool acronym these days.
TIT.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, use that.
So as part of reforms, a city in California used taxpayer money to record a CD.
Yes.
And I heard this and thought of another documentary, which I've recently watched, like the North Korea documentary, where they had government, you know, they would make government music and movies just extolling the great leader or whatever. But it this
straight
is what,
propaganda.
Yeah, this made me think of that. So it's a it's called Work Makes the Difference, a CD. And the thought was they'll play this music in welfare office waiting rooms and on hold on the phone. And inspire you to not be lazy. All right?
I feel a little down today.
Be the next generation, or will you be the last?
Whoa, like extinction?
Welfare's temporary.
Huh.
Not a wake up lie. Be proud of honest labor. Have dignity.
The keyboard bass.
Start a career. Success depends on you. Get into gear. Fashion turns your dream into reality.
I can't.
Work for it. Be part of the future.
Okay. Let me jump
ahead. That's incredible.
So we have, this is 10 song album.
So you're just sitting there. You're sitting there in the office.
There's 10 of these?
You're waiting on a form or an approval or rejection, and you're like, you know what? I shouldn't even be here.
It sounds like it's put out by the Communist Party or something.
It really does.
Yeah, I want to be a part of our future generation.
And I love when, like, these sorts of PSAs try to get oddly specific with policy. Like, it's temporary. Like, it's not all just fuzzy words. It's actually, like, also understand, you can't be on this forever. In song.
Track two is, I think it's called Life Works If You Work. Let me jump ahead.
Okay, yeah.
There's a musical 20 seconds, and then we get here.
Everybody needs something positive in their lives. Yeah, everybody needs something positive in their lives. It takes time to get back on your feet, so don't you wait for your ship to come in. Swim out to it, take a hold of the future.
Swim to your ship.
Remember, everybody, life works if you work. Life works if you work. Here we go. Life works if you work. Come on. Life works if you work. Yeah. Everybody needs something positive in their lives.
You like it?
I love it. A little hit them with the reggae feel on track two.
Welfare is temporary is the main theme, and they have a couple different versions of this. Let's see. This is more of a soft feel.
Welfare, temporary.
We're on hold here.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Welfare, just a temporary way of life. You don't have to stay there for the rest of your time. Oh no, go ahead, make a change, join the workforce, don't be afraid. Welfare, just a temporary way of life.
They're really hammering that point.
Think of the employees that have to hear this all day. Oh,
Casio God. Keyboard, we set that aside now.
Yeah, it's probably a beating enough to work in a welfare office.
Right.
Before this is just piped in on a loop, 9 to 5.
The message here, well, the message will be obvious on track 4.
Kids are growing, they both need clothes and they have a cold. I finished my adult basic education next.
That's my favorite.
Can
song.
I go back to the kids are sick and they got to know?
Yeah.
Dan, please sing that at Summer Bash.
We should do one of these at Summer Bash. What genre would you say that was?
That's certainly country.
That was the closest to country so far. This one might be for the older people who are on welfare. All right, we got the idea out of this song. Another version of our favorite song. This, I believe, is a dance mix. In case you go to the club. They're trying to really pound that one.
Well, then, make it secondary, have dignity and pride.
Yeah, come on, you scum.
Will your children be the next generation, or will you be the last?
So again, are they... Is that Prince? Threatening extinction. Yeah, that is a bit of Prince.
Yeah, no, that's it's a simple
this
choice.
This was tax money. So the money could have gone to somebody who's hungry, brought their kids. It went instead to produce this in 1996. I think this is another version of Song 4, which you might have said was your favorite.
Feels so good, feels so good. I get respect in my neighborhood. Feels so good. Job. I did job search and I'm working now. Still things are tight. But I learned real fast and I'm picking up brand new skills.
Okay, so just a different version of that same song. Here's a brand new song. I believe it's called Self-Sufficiency. Get the idea?
Yeah, I do. It's within the same, you know, milieu of the others. I get it. I'm fired up.
You know, this was produced in California, and much like Texas, we might have to make two versions of all these songs. Here's one. That's I don't know the exact translation, but it feels like that's the feels so good to have a job.
Yeah, I think we're close.
And then we have a new music genre kind of rising in the 90s, and it's one of your favorite things.
Nu metal?
It is, we're looking more at hip-hop and rap. Written by a white guy who's not Eminem.
Right, yeah. You often see this on insurance commercials.
So, what if we would combine your favorite thing, which is white guys rapping, like the Manning Brothers rapping, but also put a little welfare policy in
rob.
There?
You need to get a job.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Work for it, work for it. Make the difference, make it now. Work for it, work for it. Work for it, work for it. Because you can get a job. Supporting yourself is helping yourself. You've got to have some dignity and pride.
I love it.
Okay.
That's a Will Smith song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love it.
You need to play that for Kid. See
like,
what
is
he
there
thinks.
a single person, you might not want to ask Kid. He might, if you looked into the credits of this thing, got the check for a full back-end writing credit action, government taste.
Well, there you go.
Is there a single person that this positively affected?
Everyone listening today.
There you go.
That was great.